Today on episode number 422, fresh back from Podcast Movement, you're going to probably think this is the end of days. I'm going to be interviewing the general manager of Blog Talk Radio on this here program, and it is a tremendous because of my podcast story. And then to back it up, we're going to hear from Corey from Ivy Envy, who also has a tremendous because of my podcast story. And I'm putting these together to let you know that you are a team of one many times. It just seems like me, myself, and I. But you can change the world. You can instigate change with your voice, a microphone, and a website. Hit it, ladies!
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your slightly nauseous personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Got in this morning, back into Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland! And I have to take Dramamine to fly. And I'm just still a little queasy. That and a general lack of sleep. Why? Because this weekend was Podcast Movement, and it was the bomb! I hate to say this to anybody who wasn't there, but I'm so proud to say I was there at the very first Podcast Movement. It rocked. Like, it was unbelievable. It was just unbelievable. It was really, really cool. I knew it was going to be. And the difference, people always ask, what's the difference between that and New Media Expo? At New Media Expo, you have to go, are you a blogger? Are you in a video? Or are you a podcast? You just walk up to people at Podcast Movement and go, what's your show about? It was really, really fun. I do want to say, I'm going to do something really stupid here and name some names. Just a few, though. Number one, everybody at Lipson and Blueberry. Always great to see those folks, and just the Fab Four of Podcast Movement, the guys that put it together, Gary, Todd, Jared, Mitch, awesome. And then two people that I swear every time I turn around, they were bringing me another new person that was looking to start a podcast, and that was Kathy Kelly from SpecialMouse.com and Fred Castaneda from StrugglingEntrepreneur.com and the Podcast Reporter, and that's always amazing when you have somebody go, no, this is the guy. You got to talk to that guy. It's amazing my head fit out the door when I went to leave the hotel. But thank you two very much. And also a special note to somebody who wasn't even at Podcast Movement. And this was Mike Russell. Now, you may have known that they were doing the UK podcasters over in, oddly enough, the UK. And I would have loved to have been there. I'm actually going to buy the virtual ticket. So I can hear, I want to hear John Biscull's speech as well as Jason Van Orden was speaking at that. And I woke up Sunday, my actual talk on editing was on Sunday, and I was excited, but there's that whole little voice in the back of your head that, you know, you're like, okay, I hope this is going to go well. And I woke up and they had played a video, I'd made a small video for the UK podcasters, and they had played it, and somebody instigated that you need to go say thank you to Dave. And I woke up and just had this mountain of tweets saying, thank you so much for inspiring us. Thank you so much for contributing to the UK podcasters. And so whoever did that, Mike, Isabella, whoever had that done, thank you so much. Because there it was Sunday and it was coming down to the wire and I'm trying to get pumped up to do my thing. That was a great way to start the day. And Podcast Movement, they've already named the new dates. It's in 2015, going to move to Fort Worth, Texas. And from what I hear, it's going to be bigger, badder, stronger, faster. And that's hard to believe. And I'll be talking more about that in the future. I literally just got off the plane and I want to kind of put my thoughts together on here's what worked. And for the most part, pretty much everything. And it's the teacher in me, you know, are there any things they could have done better? What was their first time? And that was really the amazing thing. This was their first time they had done a Podcast Movement. And so I will, I'm going to let those thoughts bake a little bit before I go unleashing them. But here's the thing. It's the first night. Are you ready for this? Now, if you're a new listener to the show, first of all, I didn't say this at the beginning. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. I bring my 20 plus years of training to the microphone. I flatten the learning curve and I get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. I'm very glad you're here if you're brand new, by the way. Maybe you're somebody I met at Podcast Movement. But if you're new, I have never been a fan of Blog Talk Radio, mainly because Their audio's awful, and we could go on and on and on, and you can't move your feed, and I was under the impression that they owned your content, and they play ads, and you don't get that much from the ads, etc. I have a post that says, I believe it's 12 reasons not to use Blog Talk Radio. And so there I was Friday night, hanging out with Steve Stewart, Darren Drake, and there's actually a picture of this. God bless Steve Stewart and his camera. And this guy walks up and goes, "Oh, you're Dave Jackson." And I said, "Yeah, how's it going?" And he said, "I'm from Blog Talk Radio." And you'll actually hear this story. I kind of relate this again, so I apologize for the rerun. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, this isn't going to end well. And then he starts his next sentence with, "About that post," meaning the one, like 12 reasons not to join Blog Talk Radio. And I'm thinking, do I cover my family jewels, or do I just try to duck? Where is he going to hit me? And instead he said, "I want to thank you for that post." And I got to tell you, I did not see that coming. And Steve and Darren, they're all like, because when he said, "I'm from Blog Talk Radio," we're like, whoa, boy, here we go. So you're going to hear that in just a bit. Because I said, really, you'll hear what's happening. There are things happening at Blog Talk Radio. And you'll hear how my post caught the attention of a company. And they're going to be making some changes. And I always like to start off the show with some sort of because of my podcast. If you can answer this question, because of my podcast, blank. And this could be, I'm spending more time with my kids. Or maybe I got a job. Maybe it's whatever it is. Because of my podcast, something happened that wouldn't have happened without your podcast. I want to hear from you. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And you can send in that story. And we will feature your story right here, like the one from Corey.
I am with Corey from IvyEnvy.com, and you are co-producer of MommysCocktailHour.com.
That's right.
And we are in a trying to find a quiet room at Podcast Movement. It's hard to do.
I think we found the spot, though.
Yeah, and you have an interesting Because of My Podcast stories.
Right. So I'm the co-producer of Mommy's Cocktail Hour, but I am the lead host in everything of IvyEnvy.com.
Which, of course, is about the Chicago Cubs.
That's right. So my Because of My Podcast comes from an experience that I had with the Cubs. This is our sixth season of podcasting on the Cubs. And right before we started, one of the other Cubs podcasts, Cubscast, got shut down by Major League Baseball. And so we kind of thought that we were doing okay. Their main offense was that Cubs was in the name of their podcast. And they came down on other sports-related podcasts too, other baseball podcasts. So we were in the clear, and it may have been that next spring. I was driving in my car, and I got a direct message tweet from the official at Cubs Twitter handle. And it said, "This is so-and-so with the Cubs. Please give me a call and their telephone number." I thought, oh, man. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
So I pulled over, and I was thinking, okay, what in the world? And, well, basically right before that, I had written this blog post. And in the blog post, I'd kind of been critical of the Cubs and a certain promotion that they had. They were had this contest, and if you won the contest, you got Cubs tickets. And then down in the very fine print, it said that you had to live within 100 miles of Wrigley Field to win this contest. And I thought, you know, that's just kind of not very good, because I live 180 miles from Wrigley Field. I go to Chicago Cubs games 3-4 times a year. I give them my money. Why should I not be able to win a contest?
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of Cubs fans around the Midwest. You know, it's a very regional thing. And, I mean, there's Cubs fans all over the country. And so I just thought that was kind of a bad way to do things. So I wrote a blog post. We talked about it on the podcast, pretty critical. And so when I got that tweet, I called the Cubs, the front office of the Chicago Cubs, and the guy was very friendly on the phone, and he said, "Oh, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I work here in the front office," told me his position and everything. I said, "Okay." And he said, "Well, I just wanted to let you know that I read your blog post, and I heard your podcast, heard what you said." I said, "Okay."
Yes, and?
Yeah, and he said, "You know, I just want to let you know, I thought you raised a lot of really good points, and I just wanted to let you know that we looked at what you said, and we got together with our lawyers and everything, and we kind of put together a proposal." He said, "I want to let you know that that's actually a Major League Baseball rule, not a rule that the Cubs had."
No.
I said, "Oh, okay, well, I guess that kind of makes sense." And he explained that it was that way people around the world didn't win. They were never going to use those tickets and everything. And he said, but, you know, you raised a lot of really good points in what you said. And after we got our lawyers together, we went to Major League Baseball and showed them what you wrote and what you said and that we agreed with you and all this, you know, and said, I just wanted to let you know that Major League Baseball changed that rule. And I just wanted to let you know about that. And I went from thinking like, oh, well, that was fun doing that podcast while it lasted and the heavy hand of Major League Baseball is going to crush us. But to find out that, you know, they actually
listened.
They listened and looked at what we had to say and took it, you know, I'm sure that was a mess to try to have to change rules right. And stuff like that. So I don't know. It was one of those things that I was like, I never would have thought that someone in the front office would be listening to our podcast. And now that we know they do, we're a little more careful about it. We're still very critical, but, you know, we're fair about it. But to know that, you know, through new media and through podcasting specifically, you know, just the power that we have. And I think sometimes you can be behind a microphone and assume, oh, there's a couple people out there listening or I have my audience. But to know that there are people probably listening that you don't realize that they're listening. And to know that, you know, these big, huge entity like Major League Baseball understood that, oh, there's somebody out there that raised a really good point. And he's putting that point out there to anyone that's listening to him and everything. And there's power in that. And so I just thought it really spoke a lot to the power of podcasting and the weight that we actually carry, even though sometimes it feels like we don't.
Absolutely. Well, very cool. I like that story. It's one of those things where it's like, I forget, it was a couple of years ago, Paul Colligan was walking around going, you the media.
Right.
And it's like, you know, we can influence just as much in some cases as...
And we're the media, but we're also the voice.
We're the voice.
You know, the voice of our listeners, the voice of our communities and everything. So,
and that's actually kind of a cool, because in a way, the Chicago Cubs are finding a way, or Major League Baseball in this case, is finding a way to improve their product through customer feedback.
Right.
So,
and before, it would probably just be a bunch of like ranting emails and letters, you know, back in the day. Then they're not even going to open that stuff. But, you know, because that's just one on one. It's one person to them. And they know that there's other people listening. And,
bunch of guys in a bar going, this sucks.
Right. We still do that. But now we do it behind microphones.
Exactly. A little more effect that way.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Everybody check him out at ivnv.com.
And, of course, don't forget Mommy's Cocktail Hour that Corey's wife does with some friends. So isn't that amazing? And think about this. What if you're the business? What if you're the Chicago Cubs? This is why sports teams and businesses, if you have a podcast, you can inspire feedback from your customer base and make your product better. And it also shows you, again, that people are reading your blogs. People are listening to your podcast, and that made a change. And so I told you the story of meeting Andy Toe from Blog Talk Radio. And so once he said some things here, because they're going to make some changes, you'll hear about this. We're going to go through this together, and we'll hear the changes that are coming forth. But once I got over my shock, I said, you want to come on my show? So here it is.
In the lobby of Podcast Movement 2014, and I'm sitting here with Andy Toe from, are you ready for this, audience? Blog Talk Radio. And Andy, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And why don't you just tell me what you walked by last night and you said...
Sound quality, right? I mean, that's really the kind of the biggest issue. I mean, everywhere I go, everyone I've spoken to, the first thing that comes up when I say, well, I'm from Blog Talk Radio, typically there's the, oh. Right? Well, I got that response from you. And then the next response was, well, you need to fix the sound quality. You really need to fix it. I think we've heard the community loud and clear. We've spent about the last year and a half, great amount of resources and hardware and software development effort on our new HD platform.
Did you hear that? Blog Talk Radio is coming out with a new HD platform.
We've been putting it through the paces. This past week, we've been putting it through a stress test on our platform.
Okay.
We're not going to roll it out broadly. We're going to roll it out to select hosts. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to try to do is to focus on building it from the inside out as opposed to going out there rah-rah and talking, doing all the marketing and not have the product deliver. That's our focus. Our focus is to get HD right. right? So that we can move on to the other things the podcast is trying to do, create a good living out of this, mm-hmm. right? And really have a tool that can disappear into the background when they're creating the content they love.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it was funny. You stopped by and you're like, I'm from Blog Talk Radio. And I thought, uh-oh. And then you said, I want to talk to you about your post. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to go well.
No. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, your post is literally sitting at the back of my product manager's whiteboard. And basically, there are crosses marked against them.
Are you kidding me? My post is inside Blog Talk Radio. And they're going, all right, let's get another one off that list.
So the pricing issue, right? I mean, cost of operations is extremely important to podcasters. Mm-hmm. We're thinking really hard about that to figure out, if we can't support the infrastructure with this level of fees, well, what are the other ways we can kind of supplement the platform such that we can deliver that lower cost of operation for podcasters? Again, we're not going to be a value play, but how can you gradually push it down? So as podcasters become more and more successful, you know? So that's what we're really kind of thinking about.
And the fact that you guys are here is huge.
I think it's extremely important. You know, I was listening to all the widgets and all the features and all of that stuff, and it's just a really important thing, I think, that needs to happen is format on innovation. Right? The idea of taking what was radio and what is podcasting and kind of reimagining the format and really, really experimenting and trying new things so that we can kind of reach out to new audiences and really make this into a mainstream media platform.
Mm-hmm.
I think the makings are here. I mean, the energy here is palpable.
Yeah.
It's very palpable. I mean, I've felt it on the community forums, but to be here talking to people and feel it firsthand is pretty amazing. Very inspiring.
And then your role at Blog Talk Radio now is?
I'm the general manager at Blog Talk Radio. I've been hired by the founder, Alan Devey, to really kind of approach Blog Talk Radio with a new strategy. I think it's important to be here because while the ideas that we've been coming up with are very closely aligned based on what I've spoken to people about, it is good to have that face-to-face experience to center our priorities, to really kind of hone in on, okay, well, we've got five things we want to do. They all want it, but this is the order in which we should attack it.
Right.
So it's a lot clearer to me now. Yeah. And hearing the criticisms face-to-face, you know, I think you can't be thin-skinned about it, right?
One of my mantras is constant improvement. I'll be the first to say, if you go to my website, you'll probably find a typo or two, and that's something I need. It's an easy fix, but nonetheless, I'm not perfect.
Right.
And so anything on that list that's been crossed off already? Well, I think you said, I know in the past there was a weird clause where you somewhat own the rights to the information, but if you pay the $249...
No, that's, you know... I think when you have lawyers writing agreements, when you write them without a certain compass and a certain kind of care for wording, it comes off the wrong way. The wording actually says that, the old wording actually says that you own the copyright, you own your content, you own the rights of your content. You just grant the platform rights to redistribute it because, you know, we need to clear that with the content creators. But the way it was worded put it off the way you saw it.
Okay.
And it became very clear to me when I read the article. Oh my God, I looked at the legal language and I was like, yeah, someone could get that impression.
Okay.
Right? So that's been fixed. Again, I just want to clarify that, you know, the creators never lose copyright to their content on Blog Talk Radio. It's never been, never will be. It was a matter of poor choice of wording. So I'm looking at the policy language right now to make sure that, you know, we don't create those kinds of misunderstandings anymore in the future. Also looking at the revenue share numbers. Initially, we were just working on display ads, right? So it's just display ads, video ads, and stuff like that. Now we're starting to think about, okay, revenue shares, the basic principle, the podcasters always get more. It's just, okay.
And this is one of the things I like about Andy. He said, in this case, it's easy. The podcaster needs to make more. And as we sat here and chuckled and laughed, he was very open to criticism. When we first met, and he said, yes, I know the audio. And he kind of laughed. So on one hand, he was very friendly, very nice guy, and very open to constructive criticism. But on the other hand, when we were talking about his system later, it's obvious that he's been brought on to fix this. And he's very serious about it. And that's what really just blew me away.
right? It's not rocket science. You know, it's logical. I mean, hearing, seeing the responses from people, right? We have been offering revenue shares from 60 to 80%.
Okay.
Yeah, so we reach 60 to 80%. You know, podcasters are very kind of self-help, very kind of DIY, very enterprising. And I think it's time for a platform to kind of take away a lot of the complications.
Yeah.
The ad stuff, the business stuff, the tools should disappear, not be in your way.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I've always said, you know, there are two sides of the fence. There's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make a podcast easy, I always said, you can't get much easier than Blog Talk Radio. Right. On the other side, we had really good sound quality. And I said, now, if you want good sound quality, okay, now you need a microphone, you need this, you probably want to do a little bit of this. Right. That takes a little more work. Right. So it was always the two ends of the spectrum.
Right.
And it's interesting. Like, now you're going to try to take that ease of use,
right,
but yet produce decent-sounding audio.
Right. And 128K is now our output bit rate.
So let's pause there. I forget how bad it is. It's like, it's less than AM radio is what their current audio quality is. They're bumping it up to 128, which is CD quality. And when he said that, when I first met him, I was like, oh, you have my attention now. Now, this doesn't mean they're my preferred vendor at this point, and we'll talk about that here in a second. But they went from zero to like 9 million in terms of sound quality.
Good.
So our recording, well, there's HD recording and then there's output bitrate. If you upload your content in 128K, it will come out at 128K.
So what he's saying here is, again, if you record using, you know, their interface, you get 128K stereo output. If you upload it, so maybe you're going to use them as a host, you can upload it and it won't downsample your file. Basically, what you upload is what you get, unless you're sampling it something obviously higher than 128.
We're no longer downsampling, which was a huge criticism.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the first step towards a HD platform, but that's not our HD platform. That's just kind of getting in line with everyone else.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Awesome. Right. Okay, right. And when is... You said right now you're just doing a small beta
We're doing a small beta. We would love for you to try it.
Okay.
We'd love for you to try it when it's ready. We're testing it next week with a broader set of users. We're going to start with, you know, 100 users, 200 users, 300 users, and so on.
Okay.
So they're rolling it out slowly. And here's the interesting thing. I don't believe he says this. I think I edited this out. He said, I want you to be a beta tester as long as you can continue to provide constructive feedback. So he's not looking for me to go, oh, it's awesome, it's great. He's like, no, let us know what we need to do to let him check off all the things. And I thought that was very, again, it blew me away. And then the other thing he said, why he was here is in that post, I say, where are they? They're not at any of our events. So for me, this is a classic example of a company, and this could be any company. It's just bizarre that it's Blog Talk Radio on my show, that they're doing what we say to do. Go into your community, find out what their pains are, right? And then come up with a solution and talk about it on your show. And so they're kind of following, it's almost like they have their own podcast. They should have their own podcast, but I was really impressed with his openness to take constructive feedback. A lot of people don't handle that. And Andy was like, okay, cool. Let me know about this. What's that? So, it's really, really cool.
And it's going to be a staged and very, very slow launch. I want to make sure that it gets right.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. It's got to be right because people cannot lose their work. That's like a no-go, right? You record, you can't lose your work. So how do you put in place the redundancies and the measures to make sure that it absolutely does not happen? Right, that's the first step, right?
Sure.
And then the sound quality, I think we've dealt with it at the core of the platform. It sounds, well, you know what? We'll let you judge.
Okay.
We'll let you judge.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, man, for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
So while there was no Podbean at Podcast Movement, there was no Podomatic. Of course, they're not there because, say it with me, they're the devil. And I was just impressed. Now, does this mean I'm ready to jump on the Blog Talk Radio bandwagon? No, but there are companies that are listening to us that want to make products that we enjoy, that help us meet our goals. And I think that is cool. And it just shows, again, the power of podcasting. And I actually went back to if you remember last year, I made a prediction, and they're going to ruin it, because I said my first prediction was Stitcher will continue to innovate and push their platform into more areas. Well, they've done that. Number two, Spreaker will fix their import system to not whack your ID3 tags. This is another platform that's listening to their community. And I've been contacted by them because I have been vocal about Spreaker saying, man, what's up with that? And I will be in contact with them to figure out, Dave, why don't you like this? And I just find that amazing. I said my third prediction, audio editing services and podcast handholding companies will pop up like Walgreens and CVS's in the USA. Well, two of the booths at Podcast Movement, Authority Engine and Podfly. And Authority Engine, of course, is Ben Kruger, who's been on this show. And then my fourth one is going to be the one that's going to break my streak here. And I said Blog Talk Radio will continue to put out horrible audio quality. And I even said in parentheses, come on, I couldn't leave out my buddies. It says, yes, it will continue to suck. So I'm not sure how long this is going to take to roll out. I did say Cliff Ravenscraft will continue to spread his wings wider. It will appear as he's leaving podcasting, but his story is inspirational. I see Cliff moving into a life coaching role. If you heard him on my show, he said, I am a life coach. And that was supposed to be sarcasm, and it came true. Leo Laporte will continue to try and change the name of podcasting, confusing even more people. That was actually brought up at Podcast Movement. Can we just put that to bed? Can we please just put that to bed? It's podcasting. It's just people will get used to it. Three new podcasts about podcasting will start. Two will make it past episode 10, but stop before they hit episode 20. And one will never make it to episode 5. That's definitely going to come true. All will talk about the Audio-Technica 2100 and the other podcast equipment and how FeedBurner is bad. Apple will continue to embrace podcasting. Yep, that's true. At least 217 podcasters inspired by John Lee Dumas's Entrepreneur on Fire will start. Hot entrepreneurs, small blazing business people, Dancing with the Entrepreneurs, Janitors on Fire, Zookeepers Ignite, Moderately Warm Librarians, The Burning Clergy Hour, and of course, Successful Smoldering Stories. All will attempt to podcast 7 days a week. All will quit within the first month when they are not making $94,000 a month. So some of my predictions are coming true. We'll see at the end of the year. But I thought it was interesting, a very strange turn of events. And got to give a shout out. I'll give best in show, at least the ones that I saw. And there is a player, and I'm going to actually interview him. I've interviewed him. I'm going to play the interview in a future episode because I'm tired and nauseous. And it's called Simple Podcast Press. And it's a player that can actually replace the PowerPress player. Now, it doesn't replace PowerPress. It just replaces the player. And it puts buttons for to subscribe in iTunes, to subscribe in Stitcher, to subscribe in SoundCloud if you're using it. And you can also, if you have an email list, put your code in a box and it'll put that on every single post you have. It's pretty cool. That will be coming up on the show. But that, in my book, I would say Boss Jock Studio, they were there as a sponsor. I'm using it right now. And if I were to disqualify things that I said best in show because they've already won it, Boss Jock Studio would pretty much win it every year. It's an awesome app if you're looking to do a recording. I use it to play little things. So if I want to play Andy again, I could just...
All right, so we are...
You know, I'm pressing the buttons here using Boss Jock Studio. So I'm using it as a cart machine. If you're wondering about how I recorded those, I was using my Roland R-05. And in this case, those were recorded using basically two clip-on condenser microphones that are wired into one jack from a company called Giant Squid Audio. And it's actually a guy in the basement in Michigan that makes these microphones. They sound amazing. Now, they are condenser, hence why you pick up so much background noise. But I love the fact that they just clip on. They sound good. They're nice and clear. And then they just plug into my Roland R-05. And I do have some other clips where I just use the R-05 built-in microphone. So we'll be hearing those on a future episode as well. But if you're geeking out like, hey, how did you do that? That's how I did it. In fact, one of the things I played with a Zoom microphone that plugs into your phone. You'll be hearing that in the future. I got a lot of content. Got a lot of last five and fives. that are always fun. And like I said, I literally just got off the plane and I'm not feeling well, but I definitely wanted to get these two. When I was thinking on the plane, I'm like, okay, what's going to be the central theme if we can come up with one for this show? I'm like, the fact that in both cases, you know, myself with Blog Talk Radio and Corey with Major League Baseball, you know, we're providing feedback. And there are days when you want to just tap the microphone and go, hello, hello, is anybody listening? Hello. And not only are people listening, but they're giving you validity and they're going, we're going to make changes because we understand that you are a voice that, in my case, the reason I disliked Blog Talk Radio in the past is because I've helped people leave their platform, and they left their platform because the audio was so bad. And they just realized that that audio quality was, in many cases, hurting their chance for growth. And when you go to leave Blog Talk Radio, at least right now, is not easy to get your feed switched over and things of that nature. And I'm sure Andy will be addressing that. But that company is listening to, you know, a blog post, just like a blog post that you could write, just like an episode that you could record. And so you can be a person of influence. And it's not just about influencing companies. It's about influencing people. Cliff Ravenscraft had a cool keynote at the end where he talked about touching people's lives and how there are so many ways to benefit from podcasting that aren't money. My buddy Ken Blanchard has helped someone who was going to commit suicide and was able to help them and stop them. You can't put a dollar amount on that. So we can influence, we can change, we can inspire people. I mean, the UK podcasters with their tweets inspired me. And Tim Page from the Conversion Cast, he inspired me with his talk. Chris Brogan with his talk. His keynote inspired me. Tim Page was amazing. He was amazing. And the whole thing that blew me away about that, Tim Page, he's from Lead Pages. And what was great, here's what was awesome about it. He would get best in show for presentation. And I hate to say that because that would mean my buddy Daniel J. Lewis and Eric K. Johnson and Ray Ortega. But Tim was just, and I hate to say it, on fire. And it was just inspiring because he talked about not so much a commercial for Lead Pages, but just showed he had this data, this information I couldn't get anyplace else. And it was based on this that just so happened to come from a product that he sells. But it was his very first presentation in front of people. And he just nailed it right out of the park. And so there again is one person. And I told him, I said, as soon as I'm getting home, I'm signing up for Lead Pages. I got to check into it. Got to make sure it's in my budget. But it was amazing. And when you deliver wow content, it inspires people to move in a good way and in a bad way, some cases, depending on how your podcast is going. But if you're a person that goes, if I could only get people to listen to me, well, guess what? It's open mic night on the planet, and your microphone awaits. And if you can come up with content that will move people, that will inspire them, I can help you take that microphone, get it on the internet, get it into iTunes, get it into Stitcher. We can submit it to iHeartRadio if you want. We can explain what all these different platforms are. And instead of you going out and doing a bunch of Google searches and finding a bunch of information that is outdated, you can do it the right way and get on the path to pain-free podcasting. And podcasting is only going to get bigger and bigger. The other thing that happened over the weekend was the announcement, and this is going to get signed into, I guess, law or whatever it would be. The governor of California is going to sign National Podcast Day September 30th, 2014. And if you want to be alerted on all the things that are coming up with us, this is a way you can help promote not so much your show, but help turn people on to podcasting. You can basically help start the conversation about Podcast Day, September 30th, 2014. Go to nationalpodcastday.com for more information. Sign up for the newsletter there and find out what you can do, because the other thing that's happening in September, I believe I heard Rob Walsh from Libsyn, the vice president of podcaster relations, say that the next like Apple announcement, you know, their little cheerleading parties that they have where they launch new stuff, I believe he said that's in September. And so as somebody who's been here since 2005, I'm sitting on the beach right now and I see another huge wave coming in. And I'm telling you, it's time to grab your board and get in the water, because when that next version of software comes out and the podcast app is built into your phone and your iPad and your Mac, more and more people are going to be clicking on that button. And it would be nice if you were already in iTunes waiting to be found. So that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank everybody that shook my hand, that came up and said, "Hey, Dave, you said you wanted to meet me. Well, here I am." And that was awesome. That was really awesome. I got to tell you, I'll share one thing, and I don't have my business cards in front of me. Otherwise, I would say her name. I think it was Barbara. She was awesome. Barbara had contacted me because she had a serious problem with her website, and she needed some WordPress help. And so I turned her on to the guys from WP Plugins A to Z. And because especially John works in emergency WordPress stuff. And she came over to thank me, even though I didn't fix her problem. I was like, I can't really deliver the customer service at this point that I would do, because I had my plate kind of full, but I still helped her. I helped her by sending her to somebody who could fix her up. And he did. He took great care of her. And she said, "That was awesome." Now, technically, I didn't help her. Well, I did. I saved her time and I sent her to a reputable WordPress guru. And so she said, "This, you were one of the people I want to meet here because you helped me." And I'll be talking about this more. A lot of the things I've said on this show about connecting with people, about helping other people, about moving them, it all just resonated at Podcast Movement as I got to meet you. And you came up and said, "I love when you do this. I love when you do that." And the fact that you were able to then feel comfortable enough with me when I said, "Well, what do you want to see on the show? Oh, I think this would be cool. I think that would be cool." That was so awesome to get your feedback. So that was one of the things I loved about Podcast Movement. And when I was packing and I saw that, by the time that thing was over, I spent close to $700 getting back and forth to Dallas and eating and all that other stuff. Probably actually a little more than that. And it was worth every penny because I got to meet you. And if I didn't meet you there, I will meet you at the next one. I'll meet you at New Media Expo. I'll meet you at any kind of PodCamp, podcast, scenario, event type thingy that would happen. Because if they're having one, you know I'm going to be there. So thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. And I tell you what, I want you to live today like it's your last one. I want you to live tomorrow like it's your first. And I want you to never let your problems bring out your worst. Don't ever take your mind off whatever is your goal, and be true to yourself and follow your soul. Heard that song and I went, that's my new sign off. I love that. Take care, everybody. God bless. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. God bless.